From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Jordan, where he's met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. Kerry and Abbas expressed optimism at the start of their talks. Kerry later went into a meeting with Jordanian King Abdullah. Jordan is the custodian of East Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the focal point of the recent unrest. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. Afterwards, Kerry said that meeting gave him a cautious measure of optimism that steps are available to ease tensions. The much-feared Hurricane Patricia is losing its power as it travels over Mexico. What came ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere is about to lose hurricane status. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour and diminishing drastically down from the 325 kilometers per hour just before making landfall Friday as a powerful Category 5 storm. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said first reports confirm that the damage has been less than that corresponding to a hurricane of this magnitude. So far, there have been no reports or fatalities or serious injuries. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Look at our website at VOA News. This is VOA News. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack in Bangladesh that killed one person and wounded up to 100 at a Shiite Muslim religious procession in Dhaka. The monitor group site said Saturday that the Islamic State has released a statement saying soldiers of the group in Bangladesh set off the explosions during what the statement called polytheistic rituals. The attack took place Saturday while worshippers were gathered at the main Shiite Muslim shrine in the capital to mark the festival of Ashura. It commemorates the death of Imam Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Maldives police have arrested Vice President Ahmed Adib on suspicion he's linked to last month's assassination attempt against President Abdullah Yameen. Home Minister Omar Nasir posted on his Twitter account that Adib has been charged with high treason and is being held in a Dunadu detention center. President Yameen was not harmed in the September 28th blast on his speedboat, but his wife and two others were wounded. Officials initially blamed the explosion on a mechanical problem, but later said forensics experts found evidence that indicated it was an attempt on the president's life. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging Americans to do all they can to preserve the country's natural treasures. In his weekly address Saturday, Obama said the United States is home to some of the most beautiful God-given landscapes in the world, from the Grand Tetons to the Grand Canyon, from lush forests and vast deserts to lakes and rivers teeming with wildlife.
This is how America's leading on the environment. And because America is leading by example, 150 countries, representing over 85% of global emissions, have now laid out plans to reduce their levels of the harmful carbon pollution that warms our planet. It gives us great momentum going into Paris this December, where the world needs to come together and build on these individual commitments with an ambitious long-term agreement to protect this earth for our kids.
President Obama says he has set aside more than 1 million square kilometers of public lands and waters for the current and future generations to enjoy, preserving more land than any other president. Hundreds of South Koreans crossed the border into North Korea Saturday for the second round of family reunions this week, connecting with families separated by the political division from the Korean War. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.